The first three states to vote are Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Soon afterward, on the last day of January, Florida votes, a huge state that once again moved its primary to an earlier date to increase its influence. That means candidates will contend for votes in a state where the economy is very different than it was 4 years ago. NPR's Greg Allen has the last of our reports on the economic picture in the early primary states.
There are statistics that detail the sad state of Florida's economy. Unemployment well above the national average, more than 200,000 homes facing foreclosure. And there are places where you can see the economic impact firsthand, such as in South Florida at St. George's, an Episcopal church in Riviera Beach.
Hey, welcome to St. George's on Meatloaf Night. Can I get someone to say grace for this table?
Lord, we thank you.
Bob Gold helps coordinate the church's soup kitchen, open 5 days a week, lunch and dinner. They serve more than 2,000 meals a week here, and their numbers are up from last year. Reverend Hap Lewis, who helps run the program, says although unemployment numbers improved recently, both nationally and in Florida, in the faces coming here, he sees no signs things are getting better.
The main thing that we're seeing is a lot more families coming. A lot of people have 31 days in every month and 21 days of money. So we find, especially at the latter part of the month, our census rises.
After dinner, one of the soup kitchen regulars plays a hymn on the church's piano. Many of those who come here have jobs. Reverend Lewis says at lunchtime, whole crews come in, eager to save their lunch money. But it's not just those who come here for meals who've been hit by Florida's economic problems. They've also affected those serving the food, many of them retirees like Howard Evers. Evers says the housing bust wiped out half the value of his main nest egg, his home.
We had considered selling it just before the market broke, and then the value of the house was way down, so we made a decision we'll stay in there until we die.
The amount of wealth that was lost to the median family here in Florida is really staggering.
Sean Snaith, an economist at the University of Central Florida, says unemployment affects the families of those who've lost their jobs. The housing debacle goes much further. It's taken a personal financial toll on nearly every homeowner in the state.
If the median family of four in Florida were to save at twice the national savings rate, it would take something like 18 years to save back what they lost in home equity.
A consumer confidence survey done by the University of Florida finds a deep streak of pessimism. An increasing number think things will be worse with their personal finances and the nation's economy a year from now. Susan McManus, a political science professor at the University of South Florida, says in the past, buoyed by growth, Florida has bounced back quickly from economic downturns.
This time, we're lagging way behind the rest of the country, and Floridians are simply not used to that. And as a consequence, they're very angry about what's happening in Washington, and they are paying a lot of attention to the economy and jobs.
That concern is especially deep, McManus notes, among Florida's many senior citizens. About one in five Floridians is over age 65, and they have a high turnout rate. What's not so clear is who gets the blame. President Obama's approval ratings are low here, 41% according to Quinnipiac University. But Florida Republican Governor Rick Scott's are even lower, at 33%. When pollsters ask Floridians whom they blame for the nation's poor economic conditions, McManus says they're almost equally divided between Republicans and Democrats.
And that's why some political analysts are projecting that this could be yet another wave election where people in office that have an incumbent after their name or are known to be incumbents could be in trouble.
4 years ago, something else was different for Republicans campaigning in Florida. Unlike now, the state's governor in 2007 was actually popular. John McCain scored a coup when he secured the endorsement of then-Governor Charlie Crist. It helped him win Florida and seal up the Republican nomination. This time, while Florida Republican leaders are aligning with presidential candidates, current Governor Rick Scott is on the sidelines. Given his unpopularity, that's where he's likely to remain when Republican candidates ramp up their Florida campaigns next month. Greg Allen, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.